Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show, don't you do me? Along with the Tutty and Tater King, the founder of the ILC podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and the, of course, put it with the golf guru, Carver High this afternoon, ladies. Frank the Tank running it for Mafia today. God bless him. Along with Luke, I am your father. The rundown on a thirsty Thursday. We got a double shot with Morenci from British Columbia this very hour. And then in the final hour, look who it is. Las Vegas golfer, Brady Cannon, going live style with Carver High. And a double shot with Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, as free agency about to pop. And all kinds of transactions going down around the NFL, like Joey Bosa being released by the Chargers. I did want to say one thing first before we get into the Arnold Palmer scoring and the Missouri Valley great game that just went down. I was watching the Yankees.
Oh, boy.
And they're playing. Now, listen. They're playing a spring training game at Legends Field, right? So here they go. First of all, I'm watching Garrett Cole, and he served up a bomb home run, and it was like 5-0. I mean, he got the ball went, it landed in Sarasota on the other side of the state. That's how far he hit this ball. So anyway, they interview Aaron Boone in the middle of the game, right? As Luke Weaver's giving up jacks to right field. He doesn't even blink. He doesn't even care. The next guy up rips a double. He just keeps talking about how great Cole's stuff was today, how great Weave's stuff is. He was always a starter, and now he's a closer. And, you know, rocket, like I thought I was watching Elton John as the ball just flew 485 feet off the guy's bat. And then he's talking about the Martian or whatever they call him, the Dominguez guy.
Yeah.
So here he is out there butchering singles, like right to his glove, and the ball pops out of the guy's glove. He's you know, learning a lot out there this spring. We're so glad we can get him some work. And, you know, we're 3 weeks out and we're ramping up. We're getting ready. And, I mean, it was one error after the next. Home runs flying out. He's talking about how great Cole looked. And I'm the first pitch I saw Cole throw was a 500-foot home run, a 3-run shot. They're down 8-0. He's talking about how beautiful it is in Tampa. I'm like, what is happening? It was so bad I had to turn the channel. I can't even watch it. It's so boring and so awful.
Yeah, that was to Matt Wallner, I believe, that Cole gave up the 3-run jack to in the second inning today.
Good stuff.
Well, he had real good stuff. You know, the results are not what matters in spring. You know, we just want to see that they're throwing the ball well. And meanwhile, before the game, you know, Cashman talked and he gave the whole, you know, well, more PRP injections for Giancarlo. And, you know, it could be a while for him. Heel's not going to be out for months. They got all kinds of problems. And he's like, there ain't any help coming. The guys are here. The guys are going to do it. We're not bringing anybody else in. This is the team. So God bless and good luck. Good stuff. Big giving up bombs left
we're
and
ramping
right.
up, he said. And you know what he ramping said? Up. One last thing he said, you know, he kind of left that one up out over the plate a little bit. The ball.
Yeah.
The balls, I mean, it was just sailing. Getting... You would have thought Babe Ruth hit it. It went so far. Dave Kingman. It was unbelievable.
Getting completely smashed. Oh, can't lay off the stick. He would have been tied for the lead right there.
Oh, humanity.
The Arnold Palmer here down at Bay Hill. I don't know if you've seen any of this morning, but this is your kind of tournament. There was carnage for the early guys that went out. I mean, 5 over, 6 over, 7 over. Just all kinds of problems with some heavy wind. It's died down a little bit here in the afternoon. We're seeing some better scores, but if you had to go out this morning, you were in a lot of trouble. Keegan Bradley, Dangerous Denny McCarthy, and Max Gracerman are all 3 under right now as in the lead. Keegan's the only one that's in the clubhouse with that 3 under. The other guys are still out there. Cantlay's a 2 under. Wyndham the Butler. Clark
Jimmy Connors is a 2 under. The Irish Bear, 1 under.
Irish Bears 1 under. Scheffler shot 1 under this morning. Rory's out there at 1 under right now. He's playing with the Irish Bear today. So lots of guys in the mix here. First day of the API down at Bay Hill. We'll keep our eyes open for that. Elsewhere, you mentioned there is some afternoon basketball, believe it or not, as conference championship week really gets rolling here. Arch Madness. In St. Louis, everyone loves the Missouri Valley tournament every year. Southern Illinois, the 1-point win over the Sycamores of Indiana State in the opening game of the Missouri Valley tournament. Hell of a game. And the Salukis get the win, and they move on to tomorrow. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Missouri State and Illinois State. Illinois State laying the 5.5 coming up, second game of the day in St. Louis.
I like them. I like them in that game, laying the 5.5.
They've been good this year. They're 18-13. Missouri State's awful. They're really bad.
They're awful. Now all of a sudden they're going to show up. Like honestly, I mean, they've lost 22 games.
I don't.
But they're
today,
barely better than Green Bay, and they're going to cover today. Come on.
They've lost 22 games, and today will be the last one they play this year. They're finished after today.
Thank God.
Season will come to a close for Missouri State. 5:30 East, actually, you get the first West Coast game with San Diego and Pacific. Both of those teams are horrible this year. And Pacific's minus 1.5. Horrible. If you want to get involved, I think they got like 14 wins combined between the two of them.
Pacific.
They'll be in Vegas at 5:30 East.
Isn't that a beer, Pacifica? I think we'll go with Pacifica.
Yes, go with Pacifica today. All right. So, and we'll do the rest of the college basketball, of course, later on. We'll talk about last night's college games, tonight's college games. Lots of really fun stuff that we'll get to. How about that finish in Tennessee and Ole Miss last night? That was a hell of a game in the SEC.
Did you see the kid miss the little bunny?
Yeah. They came all the way back, had a chance. Ole Miss took the lead, and then he right under the net, and he couldn't put it in to tie the game. An awful job by them. Huge nights in the NBA. Harden with a 50-piece. How about Pritchard and White? For the Celtics.
Oh, my God. Pritchard had 43 or something.
19 threes between the two of them. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. So we'll do that. Lakers-Knicks tonight in Los Angeles. Cats playing. Reeves might be back for the Lakers. You're going to get like almost a full-strength game there with those two. We've got the NHL trade deadline tomorrow. The Chargers cut Bosa. You mentioned that before. So there's a lot happening here. On a Thursday.
Your boy, Ovi.
Ovi.
With another goal. Closer. 9-tie, 10-pass.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can catch Sports Break weeknights at 10 East on our TV and radio outlets. You can catch Morenci on Coast to Coast every day from Vancouver. So I wanted to go through some of these guys with you and your thoughts on them if they move by the deadline tomorrow. I've seen, you know, many of them ranked as the hottest ticket on the market would be Rantanen, you know, Brock Nelson. It goes on and on. Raquel of the Penguins. And even Kyle Palmieri of the Islanders, while I'm mentioning Brock Nelson, those are some of the top guys that are out there right now that could be moved by tomorrow's deadline. What do you think?
You're forgetting about another Brock as well. Brock Besser with the Vancouver Canucks could potentially be on the market. But word is they're not floored with the offers. Problem with Besser is he makes quite a bit of money and he hasn't been as productive since JT Miller got dealt. And even Rick Tocchet himself said, listen, a lot of his production came through Miller and he's kind of struggling in the post-Miller era here. So I don't think Besser's going to get traded. Rantanen's a fascinating story, isn't it? I mean, he's on the Colorado Avalanche. It was a shock move. Nobody saw it coming. There was no buzz. Nobody knew anything about it. Hell, Nate MacKinnon didn't even know anything about it. And, you know, Rantanen's a free agent. He wants to be paid like, you know, 12 mil, 13 mil. Like, he wants to get like the max amount of money he can get. And the Colorado Avalanche called his bluff and basically, you know, said, we're not going to do this, so let's just trade him. And they did, but it shocked him. Like, it was almost like after, like, oh, we could have talked more, right? But they were like, well, you know. So where I'm going with this is, I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up back on the Avalanche after all this. Like, it seems that he wanted to be there so much. He hasn't done anything with the Canes. And word is with Rantanen, he told the Canes point blank, I'm not promising that I'm going to re-sign with you, which they're interpreting is, yeah, he's not going to re-sign with us, right? I'm not saying he's Juan Soto, but he wants to go back to the market. He didn't want to get traded in the first place. It's rattled him. He's been depressed. He hasn't played well. The only thing is, it's going to be hard to, like, you know, who has enough to get Rantanen from them right now? We hear the LA Kings are the one team that he would be interested in and potentially he would get traded to and want to re-sign with. I don't, you know, my gut feel is they just went through this with Gensel last year, Scott, right? And I mean, I don't know why the Penguins let Gensel go in the first place. He didn't even want to leave. So he ends
and
up
he
on Carolina.
From there. He bolted right out of there.
That's what I'm saying, Scott. And they gave up. So they keep on. They keep on getting players and then not being able to keep them there for whatever reason. It should be noted, North Carolina is not some sort of tax haven like Florida and Texas are and some of the other places that players love to play right
it's
now.
It's boring as hell there. I was in the team hotel and they're like, we're going out drinking to some country bar. I said, I'll drink in my room. I'm not going to go in the woods. I'm not going anywhere in the woods. I'll
but
see
you. But you notice. You notice players want to play for the Lightning. Hey, sure, I'll play for the Florida Panthers. Carolina Hurricanes, it's like, nah, you know, I'm not really in. And they have the Caniacs, and they have golf and all that. You know, I don't know. It is what it is, right? I can't get into
Tampa,
the minds of players.
Look at Tampa. They made a deal. They got Yanni Gourde back, and they were already good. Do you think that because they shot up the odds board yesterday with that deal, do you think they have a legitimate shot in the East?
I legitimately do believe that, Scott. I really do. I think John Cooper is the best coach in the National Hockey League. And, you know, you see the Lightning, they lose Steve Stamkos, one of those deals. Oh, why, you know, why are you letting Stamps? It's almost like a team letting a wide receiver go. Why are you doing this? They're like, you know, because we don't want to pay him all this money. He didn't want to leave. And look, things aren't going well for him in Nashville. And they taught a new system. They're more defensive-minded now. He's a great coach. They have great players. And it was a great move. You bring in a guy like Gourde. He's already been there. You know what it tells me, Scott? That's like building for like a cup run, right? I mean, they're putting all the pieces together. I'll tell you one thing, though. This is just like sort of hot off the presses. I'd be shocked. It'd be like this would actually be like, wow, if it happened. But supposedly the Bruins are taking calls right now on Brad Marchand, which is like I can't imagine this guy in any other jersey than a Boston Bruin jersey. But it's the modern sports world we're in right now. No Crosby. Crosby ain't going anywhere. But
I don't think Marshawn, so, but I don't think that. I don't think Marshawn. You know, to me, that shelf life is rubbed out. I don't. I think that his time in Boston doesn't matter anymore. He'd been there long enough, and they did it before. They're not doing it again with him. I could see him moving, and they're not going to cry either.
Yeah, you know what though? He's one of those guys that he's a Bruin, like through and through and through. Right. Oh, yeah. Like they lose. He's like the heart and soul. Like if they trade him, that's like, all right, we're completely starting over from scratch here. We have no heart and soul anymore.
They've been terrible.
It's been a rough run for them. It's on the general manager, right? They fired a coach. They've mismanaged contracts, right? You know, the Bruins have always been one of the better franchises in the National Hockey League, but they have a lot of Cleveland Brown in them. Like, they don't like paying players, and they kind of think that, like, you know, you should feel like you're grateful to play on the Boston Bruins, right? We're the Boston Bruins, and, you know, you might have to take a little less. You saw that goalie situation. He held out. They ended up overpaying him in the end. It is a mess in Boston right now, but, I mean, he is one of the most popular Boston Bruins in team history, and that's saying something because they got some pretty popular players.
So you saw Bunning get moved last night, the Penguins. You don't think they're done with Raquel or with Carlson? They got to be dealing.
You know, I don't know. I never know what the hell Kyle Dubas' long-term plan is.
The Devils got Dumoulin today.
Mediocrity. And the Devils, listen, man, the Devils after losing Hughes, that was a big-time gut punch for them. They're not going to be able to replace. I don't care. Unless they bring in Ratman. And he suddenly catches fire. But if the dude ain't happy in Carolina, I don't think he wants to move to Newark. Just saying. Yeah. I'm keeping it real. I know they don't live in Newark, but you know what I'm saying.
No, they live near Newark. Everyone drives to Newark. The unmarried everyone drives ones, even faster from Newark.
The unmarried ones live in Hoboken. Like, the younger guys live in Hoboken. The family dudes, I don't know where the family dudes live, but they all the Devil players all live in Hoboken and get lit up all the time. It used to be fun. Like, I used to see, like, find out, like, you know, they're having a big party tonight. They just lost. They got a game tomorrow. They're up there partying.
Good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Morenci, the Lakers host the Knicks tonight at the Crypt in Lipstick City, and it's a big West Coast road trip for the Knicks. At one point, they didn't think that Cat Towns would be going on the trip, but he is there. It looks like he'll play tonight against L.A. The Lakers have been on fire. They're laying 3.5. It's on TNT at 10, the game of the night, New York and L.A. Who do you like there?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun game. I'm telling you, the NBA has been a lot of fun, despite all the criticism. Yeah, when the Four Nations face-off was on, a lot of people, you know, were comparing it for whatever reason to the NBA. And, you know, they're two completely different products. But the NBA has been really good. I mean, on a nightly basis, there's big-time games. They're going at it. SGA's going off all the time. What a fun game tonight. 3.5 seems a little bit steep with the Lakers, but I think they're going to keep on getting it done, right? If you look at the Lakers' streak, Scott, it's not like they're beating bad teams. You know what I mean? They beat the Clippers 2 times in a row. Hell, they went into Denver and smoked them by 23. I mean, they rolled the T-Wolves. And they're not just winning. They're covering defensively on a 7-game win streak. They've given up, like, you know, 102 points or less in 6 of the 7 games. It's kind of, you know, flying under the radar that the Lakers are playing defense right now. So with all that being stated, I'm gonna take the Lakers tonight. The Knicks have struggled against top tier teams, and
that's right.
I don't want to dare say they're the Lakers are top tier team, Scott, right? You know what I mean? But they're playing like one right now, aren't they? And hell, Jalen Brunson admitted, I saw he said on his podcast, he goes, man, we're ass against good teams. He goes, it's a problem, right? Like, they're like 0-7 against, like, the Thunder, the Cavs, the Celtics of the world, etc. Maybe they've won once or whatever against the premier team. But if the Knicks were a college basketball team, guys, you know, we'd be talking about quad one wins, right?
And they got none
of them. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Scott? You follow the team, right? What do you think of the game tonight? I don't want to get in front of the Lakers.
I like the Lakers, and the Knicks, they only beat Memphis by one, and Memphis has been losing every night, and then they lost Jackson, and they lost again last night, and they got punked again last night. So when they beat them, I said it wasn't like they were really beating a good team, not the way they've been playing lately. So literally, the Knicks haven't beaten any good teams. It doesn't matter who they played, it's good, they lose. And the team that they beat, finally, people just thought they were good because they were good for the first couple of months of the season, but they haven't been good at all of late, including last night. So I'm with you on the Lakers. Now, look, there's a bunch of conference tournament games tonight. Ohio Valley, yeah, Missouri Valley, you, Summit Leagues, Sun Belt, Horizon. There's just Atlantic Sun. There's games out the Ying.
Let's go with the Atlantic Sun. I've been following this tournament. We cashed a ticket with Queens earlier in the week against Florida Gulf Coast. They ended up winning the game outright. We didn't get there as far as the total was concerned. It's like 145. They got to like 141 or something like that. So I fell a little bit short. And I like to bet sides and totals on games. And, maybe it's to my detriment, actually. So, listen, Lipscomb are a good basketball team. They played close games when they played. Yet they also got up to like 172 points the last time that they played. I'm going to take Queens plus the 9.5, Scott. And not Queens, New York, for everybody tuning in. They're from North Carolina. Queens from North Carolina. And I'm going to go over to 147. I think there's going to be some points in this basketball game. I think the total is manageable enough at the $147 number right there.
They're a good team. They got, they won 19 games. Lipscomb won 23 games. Lipscomb's tough, and they cover against everybody. But this is a team that can play with them and that, had four fewer wins. That's pretty impressive.
They're a competitive team, Queens. Yeah, I just want to say with Queens coming into this, guys, like they were the one team. And every conference is sort of like, all right, who's that one outsider that could sort of shake the tree? And like you said, Queens can play with teams, right? They might not win every game, but if you look, they hang around against good teams. They're going to be right there. They're like a lot of teams, Scott. They're relied on a three. Here's another one coming up, guys, and here's a D-Gen special for everybody. Give me Pacific to beat San Diego. It's like minus 120 on the money line. Yeah, give me Pacific. Like Coach Dave Smart, Canada's best ever college coach. The guy's like a stud. He's turned Pacific into a quality team. They're loaded with kids from the streets of Toronto and stuff. It's basically like a Toronto street ball team. Give me Pacific to beat San Diego.
And Pacific, a beer for everybody in the hizzy. So there's great games tonight.
Stockton's a tough town, as you know, bro.
The next one's starting right now. Illinois State and Missouri State is coming up in a couple of minutes. So good stuff, Marinci.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, let's go to the NBA and talk some more about that Pritchard and White performance last night against the Blazers at the Garden.
I'm actually going to give you some spew news first before I go to that. So obviously there's a lot going on with the NFL, and I deem this significant enough that we can spew news it now here and not wait till we do NFL later. So we know that the Bengals have a lot of guys to pay. We've already paid Burrow. They've already said they're going to make Chase the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. They've tagged Higgins, and they want to bring him back allegedly. As you know, Scotty, Trey Hendrickson, their only guy on defense that needs some money and who kills the quarterback, they have granted him permission today to go and seek a trade. Hendrickson said, quote, "It's been an honor and a privilege to represent Cincinnati over the last 4 years. I love this city and organization. I appreciate the privilege of now being allowed to explore my options." He's had 35 sacks the last 2 years, finished second this year for the defensive player of the year. That is significant because, like we've said this for months, how are they going to pay all of them? And it looks like they're going to let Hendrickson.
That's the guy the Bills should go get, not Myles Garrett. Go get him because he's a monster. And this is a huge mistake by them. Once again, their cheap-ass owner. What they're going to do is they're going to pay Chase, and apparently they're going to give Higgins a deal. They've turned down multiple trade offers for Higgins, and they're going to leave their defense without any pants on.
Remember, their defense was awful last year, and that was with Hendrickson out there getting after the quarterback.
They're so dead meat.
That's just, like you say, a puzzling decision.
I would have traded Higgins before I'd trade him.
Yeah, you'd like to keep a good piece on defense. We'll see what happens. You never know. Sometimes things change, but if they're going to let him
go. He was their entire defense.
Yep, and if they're going to let him go out there and look, chances are he's going to find someone who's going to give him some big money.
He'll find a job by tonight.
Yeah, he probably will. So there you go. A little spew news with Trey Hendrickson out in Cincinnati with the Bengals.
They really are morons there. Honestly, like, it really, like, if I were Burrow, I'd be scared to death because he's going to have to put up 45 points a week to win games. They were already doing that with that crappy defense last year.
He had to do that last year, and they missed the playoffs, trying to put up 45 points every game.
Meanwhile, so I went to the game when it was 5 below wind chill, and the Steelers lost to him. Oh, God, humanity.
Great Saturday night game. All right, now we'll get to the NBA here. Let's go Celtics in Portland last night, 128-118. The story here, though, obviously, Derek White and Peyton Pritchard combining for 84 points and 19 threes. Are you kidding me? The first Celtics duo to score 40-plus in the same game. They were hitting them from everywhere on NBC Sports Boston.
Brown takes sharp inside. Clock at 5 with hands to knock it away. Who else? It was Kamar from deep. Kamar! Derek White! 6 of 6 from 3, 22. His career high is 25.
What?
Kamar! Oh! Kamar! Give it to me, Pritch!
I can't stand him. And what bothers me the most is that I love Pritchard. I think he's a great little player. And, I mean, he's all of about 5 foot tall. And the guy, he just jacks shots. And, I mean, he sprays net. I mean, have you ever noticed his threes are all just right out of the sky, all net snapping threes. White can shoot. And how about this? Jaylen Brown and Tatum have never scored 40 apiece or more in a game together ever, and these two guys do it on a Wednesday night in Boston when they didn't have their lineup cooking. That is unbelievable to me that those two guys were the ones that did it. I wish Pritchard were anywhere else but there. I can't stand watching him light it up with that team. I hate him.
It is tough to watch him do it with Boston, that's for sure. 43 for him, 41 for White. Unbelievable night for those two guys. And yes, that was, I heard Luke ask, that was Tirico doing the game on NBC Sports Boston. Because, of course, Scotty, he's going to be doing the main NBA next year for NBC. So right. It looks like they're giving him some reps on their RSNs getting ahead of next year.
Yeah, he's been doing games lately. I've seen him do more than that one.
Yeah, so Tirico getting involved back with the hoops. Here's Pritchard talking about sharing this historic night with Derek White.
I was just going to ask you that. What was it like to kind of, you know, sometimes you'll see one of these nights, but how to kind of go through with him? You guys set a bunch of records, like most points by a duo, first time two guys hitting.
Unbelievable. It was amazing to watch because some of the shots he was hitting were incredible too, and he wasn't hitting no rim, just straight water. So definitely fun to be out there with
straight
him and
water.
Do it on a special night like this.
Straight water.
Listen, I told you, he snaps nets. Like, this guy does it. And you know what's funny? I've always thought he was a great player. At Eugene, I thought he was a great player. And I've said this on this show a number of times. Their bench is good enough to beat 70% of the starting teams in the NBA. Their bench can beat literally almost every team in the league. I mean, three quarters of them. Their bench with him, Cornette. I mean, when is the last time you didn't see that big galoof Cornette in there just hammering dunks on dudes' faces? He plays so big in the low block, in the middle of the low block. He's not on the edge on the free throw line. He's on the middle of the low block, and he's always getting put back dunks and alley-oop dunks and tomahawk dunks and just finishes and gets rebounds and blocks shots. And this Pritchard guy goes off. I mean, their second unit is enough to win an NBA championship. They are legitimately 12 deep. No joke.
And that's why they can also do like the stuff they're doing. You know, they're playing a back-to-back. So tonight they're playing the Sixers. They played Portland last night.
Let the other five play.
Well, Tatum sat last night, right? And those guys went off. Now tonight, Tatum's going to play, and Brown is sitting, and Horford's sitting. It's like a line change. They're just putting in, you know, they're sitting guys because they know.
Pritchard, I heard Marchand is going to the Celtics in a trade. Brad Marchand.
Get Brad Marchand there before the deadline tomorrow for them. So the Celtics, big night, that's for sure. Other big night was your boy James Harden. Clippers beat the Pistons 123-115. Clippers outright last night against the Pistons. Harden with 50, his 24th 50-point game. He's only one behind Kobe for third all-time in that category. Getting involved on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Harden the three. Yes! Harden with 43! And the Clippers lead by 7!
Pussy choice over. And only 14 fouls by the Clippers.
I mean, he had a 50 burger, and, you know, you got me in on him last minute yesterday. Clippers with the 4.5, and they got it done and stopped that Pistons 5-game road streak of wins. And, you know, they've been incredible, the Pistons. But last night, not only was Harden great, but Zubats had a big game as well, and they had it all going.
JB Bickerstaff on trying to guard Harden. Of course, you always have to try to get the refs involved somehow.
How tough was it tonight to get James Harden to play the way you guys wanted him to play?
I mean, again, you give him a ton of credit, but if, you know, you're not allowed to put your body on him legally, and he gets allowed to shoot 20 free throws, you're not going to be able to guard him. You know what I mean? He's an elite offensive weapon, you know, who can score in a bunch of ways. But, you know, when he's allowed to get to the free throw line 20 times, you know, it just makes your job extremely difficult.
Blame the refs.
But it's true. And not only that, so, like, he plays with that body, right? He's got this big, like, pillow body. He looks like, the Michelin man. And he's a lot like Luka in that way. He's deliberate, and he bangs into you, and he gets that contact, that foul, and gets the call, and gets to the line. 20 free throws. Jesus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Under a tremendous strain over here today, Carver High, as you know, as young Chop is going to the prom. And I am under, I got to go look at her with the dress on and the bling and the hair blown, getting it blown out right about now. And then the photo session at some place with all the people going to the same place to get the pictures taken. And then to the prom. And then there's an after hours bash after that. And then they actually, I think they all blow off school tomorrow, but they have to be there, but no one's going, and they're going to go to high school prison. But, at the top of the third hour, I'm going to see her before she leaves in her prom dress and everything. And I've never experienced this. Cause I remember Gunner going, it's a little different when your son goes, he's got a hot chick. He had a lot of hot chick girlfriends in high school. He's a good looking dude. But when your daughter's going to the prom with some dude, that's a whole nother problem right there. That's a whole nother scenario. And then next thing you know, she'll be gone. And then the next thing you know, it'll be me looking at 34Z going, what is happening here? I'll be looking at my dog. And then you know it's over when they're all gone off to college. And then you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. And it's going to happen to you too, Romeo. Right now, you got the little ones driving you nuts, and then you're going to blink your eyes, and they're going to – Ray Lewis is going to be going to the prom with her corset and her bling. It's happening quickly, rapidly.
Well, moves fast. Certainly does. One other thing from Harden last night, because on his on-court interview that he did with the TV station, they were like, you know, you're tired because, like, they're kind of grinding you into the ground. You know, Kawhi gets to sit all the time. This guy sits, and Harden's like, I'll rest when the season's over. He just turned around and walked away from her. Like, you don't get much of that anymore in the NBA. Harden don't – he don't sit. Like, he don't want rest.
He just plays.
The guy still just
– he just
that's
balls.
That's on a second – that was a second night of a back-to-back, and he dropped 50 in that game. A hell of a job by Harden.
Listen, I got to tell you, like, I don't – you know, I play, you know, 5-6 days a week. I want to play every day. I don't have any like – I don't want to play. Or then when I'm on this team, I come off the bench and I sit the whole game. And I'm like, I hate it. I'd rather be in federal prison. Like, I just want to play. I don't know anything about not playing. I don't know anything about I'm tired. I get up every day to play ball. And I'm 60. Like, I don't blame him. Just give me the rock. Let's go. You want to play ball where? The hood? The park? 4th Street? Indoors? Outdoors? Brooklyn, Manhattan, Rucker, where do you want to go? I'll go. I've been punched in the mouth 100 miles an hour in the park. I thought I was going to get raped. I'll play anywhere. Let's go. I don't know anything
Let's
about like being tired. I'll play 10 games in a row. I had heart surgery. Let's go. Let's go. I'll go right now. Screw that.
Gotta get out
Let's
there.
Go play ball in the driveway.
Make it happen. Thunder beat the Grizz 120-103. Whoa. Once again, SGA getting involved 41 and 8 dimes on ESPN.
Shot clock down to 5. Gilgeous Alexander rises and knocks it down. 38 points. Wiggins got a long way to go. First in the regular season as Gilgeous Alexander hits the 3-pointer. 41 points. Unstoppable.
You know what he does every night, just so you're aware of what he does? He drives down to the elbow, and the defender's backing up, and he's going full speed, and then he stops on a dime, pops back 3 feet, and he hits a little 10-footer that he's got down to a science. They were saying it last night. I was watching again. They're like, this guy, that's his patented move. He drives in, pops back, and he can hit that shot literally while he's having sex on his back in his bed, in his crib. The guy can hit it's almost like a kid sitting in his room shooting a Nerf ball all day. Instead of doing his homework, he's just shooting a ball in his bedroom. I used to do that. And then he never misses that shot. So, like, I like cutting into the lane underneath the free throw line and getting that pass from the wing, and you just turn and pop. He's got that shot so down pat. That's why he scores 40 and 50 every night, because he makes so many easy bunnies from 10 feet out that are like Nerf shots when you were a kid. Take a look at all of his shots last night. If they had a diagram of every shot he took 15 of them right from that spot.
That's his game. And it's very noticeable when you watch, like you say, he's constantly just taking the same shot over and over again. And he hits it. He's just so good at getting open, and he don't miss it, that's for sure. Bucks beat the Mavs 137-107, 34 for game time, 32 for Giannis. Giannis crossed the 20,000-point barrier last night. Obviously, we talked about LeBron and where he is right now. Giannis says, I'll be at 30 before you know it.
You mentioned maybe not knowing the other guys. You're the sixth youngest player to accomplish it. The five before you, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Will Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, they all went on to 30,000. And to be in those.
I'm going to get there. For sure, 1,000%. There's no, I'm going to get there. I don't know how I'll do it, but I'm going to show up every single day, and I'm going to do it.
You know what I like about this guy? Not only will he do it, he knows he's going to do it. And then he also will go on record as saying, we lead the life of Riley. I am filthy rich. I fly in corporate jets. I have 5-star dinners every night of my life. I sleep in a $5,000 5-star hotel every other night. I drive in the nicest buses. I have limousines take me to the bus. He's like, we have it all. This is fun. When you grow up where he grew up with no shoes and no clothes and no food, he understands what it means, the life he's living. The rest of, you know, the problem is these Americans, they're so spoiled and prima donna'd and pampered and yes to death their whole life. And they're all so stupid. You can hear me, quote me. They're all so stupid because none of them went to school. None of them have an education. And they don't know anything except having people give it to them. That guy had to earn it, so he respects it. That's why I like him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So that game, the Kings game went to 8.5. Can you believe that last night? Before, from this show to tip, it went from what, 6.5 to 8.5?
Yeah.
And they covered against the Nuggets. They did cover. I thought they'd win outright. They didn't win, but well, they covered.
They were up big in the first half. They shot out to a pretty good lead, and then Denver came back and got them. Part of that was actually Russell Westbrook, who had himself a very good night for the Nuggets. Westbrook finishing with 25. He hit 4 threes, including this one, that put it on ice on altitude.
Murray's free, over to Westbrook. Sam! That's for Kim! Kim going crazy at Ball Arena! Woo!
Listen, he's another one that never slows down. If you haven't noticed, this guy plays every night, every year, every game. No matter where he gets shipped, all he does is ball out. Westbrook, one of the great ballers of all time. People say, oh, his broke. He can't shoot, all the rest. Do you remember for 2 seasons he averaged a triple-double every night? He's one of the greatest players ever in the league's history. It's simple as that. I don't care what anybody says. You average a triple-double for 2 years every night for 2 seasons? You're telling me he's not a Hall of Famer? You're tripping. You're absolutely tripping. This guy's still playing. What do you have last night, 25, 26? And he never – I mean, he's like the Energizer Bunny. Harden and him. Think about it. Like, these two dudes are Krusty Jones, and they are still balling out massive minutes every night.
It is amazing. Harden and Westbrook together once upon a time, right? In a couple stops, OKC and Houston. They were together once upon a time. The T-Wolves beat the Hornets 125-110, Smash City. Cavs beat the Heat. You know, the Cavs were down most of that game.
I watched it.
And then they came rallying back in the fourth quarter, really most of the second half, they came rallying back, and they get themselves a 5-point win.
When are people going to guard Max Strus?
Yeah, he hit 2 threes in the fourth, 2 big threes for him. Cavs are the first team to clinch a spot in the NBA playoffs, which I will show you now with the NBA Eastern Conference standings, because nobody wants to talk about the Wizards and Jazz because it was a scrimmage. The Jazz sat everybody. It was actually kind of disgraceful. Here you go with the East. There we go. We finally see a team with the little X next to their name. That means they've clinched a spot. That is Cleveland up there. Of course, you know, Boston, New York, Milwaukee, Indiana, and Detroit. Brooklyn is now 2 games back in the loss of the play-in game. Same with Philadelphia.
Yeah, listen, they can all be wherever they want. They don't matter. I mean, this is simple. The East is – there's not going to be any of that. There's not going to be any. Now, I'll give you this. I thought that Miami played the best game I've seen anybody play against the Cavaliers in 2 months. I mean, Bam Adebayo went off in that game. He went off, but he had a huge turnover late that I think cost him the game when he was going in for his, like, 33rd point or something. He dropped the ball out of bounds right out of his hands. Nobody even touched him. Strus was guarding him, but he wasn't really stopping him. He was going to score, but he dropped the ball. It was the best I've seen anybody. None of those teams, none of them, the only team, I keep telling you, the only teams that have a shot are those first four, and the only outsider that has a shot is the Pacers, because the Pacers are legit. They're a legit playoff-built, playoff-proven winner team. You still don't believe they were in these finals last year, huh? Okay.
Problems for the Sixers tonight, which we'll get to in a moment. They're playing Boston, so that's a problem in itself. But they're also not going to have Paul George. He's got some groin soreness. He's out tonight. Tyrese Maxey's out tonight with a back, and we know what else. So the Sixers are going to have, I guess, more of hasn't Grimes been lighting it up for the Sixers lately?
Quentin Grimes, more burn, big night. Game is
more
over.
Burn for Grimes. More burn for Grimes, I guess,
to try to light it up.
Quickly, the West. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors are now in the top six. Lakers are the two. They're only a game ahead in the loss of Denver. And the Clippers have slipped to eighth despite the win last night. Dallas now. Phoenix two games back in the loss. With Dallas's problems, will Phoenix pass Dallas for that last spot in the play-in game? I say yes.
They might very well do that. I'm more interested in the Golden State Warriors passing Houston and the Memphis Grizzlies, who are melting like an ice cream cone.